It does go back to probably 10 years ago when recordings had always been done. It was basically a procedure of every meeting that a tape would be started and away you'd go. And I was quite concerned that it had been stopped and not replaced. I think it broke, but that's not an excuse. And what did concern me is reading minutes up until the election. They weren't particularly comprehensive. I didn't think they identified what was being discussed, the debate that it had, and then the voting. They weren't detailed in who was voting for and against. We need to be conscious, as well as a board, that these records, both the minutes and a recording, are the enduring records of Castletown commissioners, and it's how they do business. They do need to be detailed, there's no doubt about that, and they need to be very accurate. And if in the future anything untoward happens, we need to be able to revert back to them. And having a verbatim record of the proceedings for each board meeting, I think, is quite key. It's also a good, shall we say, checking tool where you can have the written minutes and you can go back and just make sure everything is accurate.
How will this benefit residents and ratepayers in the town?
It is going to allow the minutes that are published, and they will be published on our website, potentially our Facebook page, on the notice boards around the town. People are going to have faith that the minutes produced are an accurate record of the dealings of the board in public.
Is there going to be a cost to this?
Oh, not at all. This is such a minimal cost that there is no great plan or anything like that, a financially supporting document. No, we're probably talking less than £1,000.